Chapter 1. Zulfikar closed his eyes and tried to imagine himself floating in water. The feel of the bright purple liquid against his skin, the salty tang of ocean air filling his nostrils, and the occasional bump of a curious fish or maybe an innocuous nibble to his toes. Floating in the water with the ever-present whisper and shush of the waves was perhaps the only place in the universe he ever felt at home. Too bad he wasn't heading there and wouldn't be for at least another 6 months.
"This is your captain speaking,"
a bored, tired voice sounded over the intercom.
"We will begin our final deceleration burn in 5 minutes. Please return to your jump couch and strap in for the remainder of the journey."
Sylph sighed. Deceleration and acceleration burns had always been his least favorite part of star hopping, so much so that most of the time he demanded to stay in stasis until the ship landed. No such luck this time. He couldn't afford to be drowsy and puking when the team hit the station. Shinsho Corporation, their employer, expected them to land, gear up, and take care of business, whatever that business happened to be.
"Ah, Zulf," Reki said, "you're already starting to turn green."
Zulf, who had remained strapped into the couch since leaving stasis, gave Reki the middle finger. Reki, her laugh something between a snort and a howl, grinned displaying white teeth that were far too even to be real. Well, mostly too even. One of her incisors had been filed down to a dangerous-looking point.
"I don't know how you can sit here after stasis. Should have been up in the viewing lounge,"
Zulf grunted. "To see what?" Crossing her arms and narrowing her eyes, she said,
"Space."
"Uh-huh," he said. "Seen it."
"No," she said. "You've never been to this system, right?"
"Nope," he agreed. "Never."
"Well, you missed a beautiful blue spiral nebula, one of the most intricate I've ever seen."
"Pity," Sylph said. "Guess I'll just have to look it up when we get back home." Reki shook her head in disgust.
"Hopeless."
Through a yawn, Sylph said, "The others still pasted to the observation window?" Before she could respond, he heard the rest of the team laughing and the clomp of their mag boots. The trio walked in and headed to their couches, each sparing a glance at Sylph with knowing grins. Yuri, Li Xiao, and Griggs, together with Sylph and Reki, comprised one of Shinsho's many emergency engineering teams, or EET. For the fourth time this solar year, they've been scrambled from Taka Station, dumped on a jump ship, and sent to one of the far corners of Shinsho's domain to handle a quote-unquote situation of utmost importance. For a normal person, such an ominous phrase might lead to anxiety. But for EETs, the words were all too familiar. Every mission was of utmost importance, because if an EET had been sent, the shit had already hit the fan. Reki looked over at the newly arrived trio.
"Li Xiao?"
The compact woman's head snapped upward to regard Reki, her eyebrows raised in a question. Reki nodded to her.
"Straps, now."
Li Xiao blinked her brown eyes before rolling them and buckling herself in. Yuri and Griggs got the message and followed suit. Sylph didn't know why those three always waited until the last possible second to be in their couches or on the ready line or, well, barely on time for anything. Reki had once said they'd be late for their own funerals. Sylph, however, was pretty sure even EET members were on time for those.
"Little nebula, Sylph," Yuri said. "You'll miss a good one."
His stubble-free baby face was turned up into an infectious grin.
"So I heard," Sylph said, thinking that maybe he did need to take a look at the nebula.
If the sight impressed Yuri, then it must be worth seeing.
"Hey, Reki," Griggs called. "You got any more intel for us?"
She shook her head.
"No, and I didn't expect any."
"Figured," Griggs said. "Just for once they could give us the whole briefing before we land."
Sylph stifled an annoyed laugh. Before every landing, Griggs asked for intel updates, and there never was one. Shinsho, paranoid to say the least, would never brief an EET in flight unless privacy was ensured. And while the jump ships were hardened against surveillance, corporate security simply didn't trust them, which Sylph found funny since corporate security were the ones responsible for the jump ships. Not for the first time, he wondered if they were just that bad at their jobs. Their new jump ship pilot, Captain Wilkes, now assured all his charges were secured, started the burn countdown. At 5, Sylph closed his eyes and entered his imaginary ocean once more. He barely heard his team's chatter over the vibration and roar of the engines firing. They were shouting at one another, but Sylph had tuned them out while he attempted to ignore the ship's violent trembling.
"Purple water, purple water, purple water. Diving